Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ActiveSpirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli here again every week. We are here for you. Every week for many, many years, we are bringing you meditations and astrology. So we hope that you are enjoying our podcast. Please share it with your family and friends. And we're going to jump into week 11 of 2021 with Pam, starting with March the 15th. That's a Monday. And what's in store, Pam?
Okay, what's in store? Let's think about the week that has passed. We had that Pisces new moon that happened on Saturday the 13th in the wee hours of the morning, after which energy's been a little bumpy. And this is because even though it was a well-aspected new moon, a lot of what I talked about was intentions for the dream. What is it you really want to bring about? And we're still in that arc. But what happened afterwards is the moon drifted into the sign of Aries. And that's where we are on Monday the 15th. And the Aries moon, fire moon, cardinal energy, likes to initiate, likes to begin, basically running out the gate, is hitting confrontational energy that has to do with power struggles. Show me the money. Bring in accountability. What is the past that haunts us? And so the weekend after the Pisces moon movement may and today may be feeling like you want to be running forward, you know what direction you're going in, you're feeling a lot of the momentum, but you may be feeling a bit tripped up by power plays or shadow energy, things that historically stop you from moving ahead. So here's what we want to do on Monday. It's really important to look at anything that seems to be thwarting you or seems to be presenting a struggle, something that's not easy for you to realize, especially if it has to do with what feels like the man or forces that just limit your potential or ability to run freely and move in the directions you want. The reason it's important to look at that is not because we're looking at the obvious, but we want to look at what isn't obvious. What in these situations or struggles or engagement is something that we react to or feel this is how it must always play? Because what happens is we all set ourselves up, everyone does this, in belief systems that limit us. And we do this for a lot of actually good reasons, because when we look at how human beings are constructed with the amygdala part of our brain, it's what allows us to survive, what helps us keep under the radar, do things that we have to do to get things done that we mean to get done with as minimal confrontation as possible. Now, some of us invite confrontation. Some of us thrive on it. Some of us love that sense of being engaged in battle. And there certainly will be some of that today on Monday. But what I'm really talking about is the inner battle, the thing that we feel we can never quite triumph on. If you look at celebrities or maybe people you know, or perhaps even yourself, what is a battle or a trigger that has you rise up in a reaction that is totally about guarding your turf, or this is the way it always is, and I never am able to be heard, meet, or succeed in the ways that I intend without flow, without someone kind of pulling me back or jerking my chain or basically forcing some kind of difficulty. And what we really want to look at is, how do I do this to myself? What is it in the way I react or in the people I look to for relationship or support that's always going to have me come up empty or shortchanged? Maybe, Moon in Aries, maybe it's possible to make different choices or put myself in other situations, appeal to other relationships that will bring me another outcome. But first, I have to look at, what is my attachment to the old story, the way of being, that allows me to feel like I'm in a life-death struggle and basically lie down at the end of the day to wake up and face the lion again? And many of us do this. Many of us have ghosts, shadows, power plays that are so rote we can read the script without looking at it, know exactly what we're going to say in response when one person or the situation presents one way of being. And we may not triumph on Monday the 15th. Maybe the best thing we can do is recognize the pattern. And that's going to be a huge accomplishment. And now we're going to talk about why. The moon goes void, of course, at 11:40 p.m. the night of the 15th. So if you've been wired reacting and feeling like you've been in big battle all day and had to kind of pull the rabbit out of the hat and do everything at the last minute and triumph, you are going to sleep well that night. And then at that point in time, you just want to wind down and go directly to bed and do what your body needs to recharge. And the times I give are Eastern time, so please adjust depending on where you are on the planet. So on the 16th, Tuesday, the moon enters the sign of Taurus at 6:56 a.m. Now, when I see a well-aspected Taurus moon, I always remember, and the late astrologer Mary Shea, who was quite brilliant at talking about moon and solar returns and all this stuff, but she talked about how when you initiate something, when the moon is in the sign of Taurus and it's well-aspected, you enter the situation, regardless of what hurdles you may have to pass, as an honored guest. And so The 16th and 17th are strong days for getting things accomplished that are going to bring you the rewards or recognition that you're looking for. You will be passing through some hurdles. If you want it to be the easiest and in the most effortless flow, so that it's almost like you're just lying on a comfy couch and they bring all the treats to you, then that day is Thursday the 18th. That is the big gravy day. But all these days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday up until 4:40 p.m. These are the days when Moon is in Taurus, well aspected. Yes, we may hit some bumps with anything that we initiate on the 16th, in that it may be that more of a commitment is required from you, or you have to pass through a certain hazing by a certain authority. And on Wednesday, it may be too many options, too much going on, like where to, you're at the buffet table and everything just looks fabulous. Although who's at a buffet table now that we're still in a COVID pandemic? But regardless, it's the sense of so many offerings, where do I choose? These days are especially rich for people with strong earth and water in their horoscope. And when I say that, because I say that repeatedly, not where I'm talking about an element, it also factors in if, let's say, you were born with the sun in the sign of Aquarius, but now by something we call progression, you're 30 years old or 35 years old. So your moon has your sun has progressed to the sign of Pisces. So even though you think of yourself as an air sign expression, how you shine person, you're in this learning experience of what it feels like to be reflecting out water sign energy. So it's, yes, it's great to start with your basic horoscope and know this is what's going on when, but you also want to know where you are in the point of your life so that you can really understand how these actions work dimensionally with you. But a simple way to work with where the moon is to know the signs where they fall in your natal horoscope, so that when I'm talking about something like the moon in Taurus, you know, Taurus, okay, that's in my fifth house, house of creativity, romantic relationships, taking risks, taking a gamble, performance. And so that basically colors or shapes where you might want to put the energy of that particular moon at this point in time. But just as an umbrella piece or awareness, know that these days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday until 4:40 p.m., these are days that have the full momentum of that Pisces new moon behind them. And these days are about bringing intention and manifestation into what the dream is. What is the thing that you are in process of creating and bringing forth at this point in time? Especially strong on Thursday the 18th is that entire period of the morning until 4:40 p.m. This is the almost charmed manifestation window to really enjoy the richness of the moon in Taurus. And one thing I love about the moon in Taurus, which actually for me is real lesson energy, because this is not a strong point in my personal horoscope, and it's something I've had to really learn to engage, work with, and invite in my life. But the sign of Taurus reminds us that we are all children of the earth and have the gift of her riches and everything that is bountiful. I think the real key in enjoying Taurus moon energy to its maximum, or Taurus energy in general to its maximum, comes in when we engage in the reciprocity of what the earth gives us, of being a child of the earth, and how we can give back. Those of us who don't learn that lesson or engage in that lesson end up with a lot of stuff and bounty, but not with the true gift of having felt useful and purposeful in this lifetime. Those are the people who, when they give their last breath, truly feel blessed as they move on to the next plane. So Thursday, once the moon is void, of course, this is, so we're in early evening until 7:47 p.m., great recharge time, great time to enjoy a beverage and look at the sunset, or just enjoy some delicious fare with friends, or just yourself, where you're just able to kind of quiet down or be in a comfortable place. Nature is particularly restorative, but it's not the time when you want to really be starting anything, because the moon is void, of course, until 7:47 p.m. when it enters the sign of Gemini. And these few days that follow this are much more wired energy. It's like we jettison out from that time of kind of calm flow and welcoming reciprocity and manifestation energy. And we're now in this like buzz world period, which has its benefits, but we want to really look at anything where we feel like there's not enough, or I'm not able to bring forth or make happen that what I really want to make happen. Some of us may really be feeling on the evening of the 18th and on the 19th and 20th, some of us may really be feeling the intensity of the quarantine and the limited socialization, because Moon in Gemini, as it books through these days, wants to engage, wants to be having conversations. So we can certainly be doing that the evening of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But we may at points feel the severe limitations of what is not available to us. I would say the big message here is to realize, actualize, and understand what you can make happen. And also for those of us who are writers, this is tremendously industrious time to be really producing something. It may not feel easy, because one of the things I was taught early on, which really helps me with my writing, is to always know who your audience is. Who are you speaking to when you're writing? And so these couple of days may feel as though, who's there? You know, the tree is falling in the forest. Is anyone here? And so this is important to work through. On Saturday the 20th, we have the spring equinox. So the sun enters Aries at 5:37 a.m. And that Aries sun, in conjunction with the Gemini moon, may be really stirring up these feelings of being separated or not engaged in the way you would like. I think it becomes something that can be kind of burned through until perhaps we get into the afternoon on Saturday, and we might feel a bit like, is anyone there? A bit lost. This is an excellent time to meditate, to put yourself in nature, to be somewhere where you can breathe in the connection. Breath, so incredibly important at this period. And that is a way to take advantage of that kind of ability to connect with the greater field. So if you allow yourself a period of just connection through breath, and I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm sure it's my alchemical makeup as a human being, but I love the water, the surf, a stream, the beautiful waterfalls of the Catskills. I mean, water is just delicious. And of course, mountains, earth, the smell of the fecund leaves, all that stuff just makes me so happy. And with fire, the light of the sun, just the brightness of light. But for me, the wind in the leaves, the sound of the wind is so incredibly restorative. So we create that in our breath. We create the ability to breathe in and breathe out. And so I really invite you on Saturday, the spring equinox, to breathe in anything that you need that gives you that sense of life, and breathe out love. The more we breathe out love, the better the world. So the moon goes void, of course, on Sunday the 21st at 8:04 a.m. And so that early morning can be particularly bumpy for some of us, especially if we've done a lot of work with having our needs met, being able to articulate what we want, and trying to reconcile the two. The moon enters Cancer at 8:18 a.m., and once it's in the sign of Cancer, this is a cardinal sign. It's water. And again, we may be experiencing some bumps in bringing out that intention, because once again, the moon is engaged with really big energy, like I was talking about on Monday with the dwarf planet Pluto. So when we have that, there might be an echo to whatever we were working out on Monday. And so we may need to move that a little more. But our overall goal is to dream the dream, breathe the dream, and make it our reality. And when things feel hard, I mean, to me, it's the birth process. Anybody who's ever given birth to a child knows that you go through these absolutely horrendous, extreme periods as you're going through the labor process. So Sunday the 21st may feel a bit laborious, but you are working to birth the dream. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Yes, I do remember those labor pains. The boys. So prepare for labor pain so that you can birth the dream. That's an interesting way to look at the week ahead. Okay.
Well, there's those wonderful days, though, you get in between there, that delicious Taurus moon period.
Those yummy days.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm marking my calendar, I put down like yummy day and I put down productive day. So I could almost like color code now all of my calendars with all of the different information that you give us and have given us over the many years. So it's fun. Okay, so I'll jump in. I invite everyone to take 10 minutes. Take a deep breath. Feel yourself just arriving. And just fill up the space. Fill up the space of your body, of your mind, of your spirit. Fill up the room that you're sitting in. Or maybe you're listening to this outside. Just fill up all of the space with you. Let's put you right now at the center of the world, at the center of the universe, at the center of this meditation. And just allow you, yourself, all that you are, to be fully present. And everybody else, all the other people in our lives that we love, all the other people that we look after or care for or live with, all the other people that we don't even know, just put them outside the bubble just for this minute. Just you. Just me. Just me and my energy. And just notice as you start to fill up your bubble. And it's just an exercise. It's just a little tiny meditation exercise. Just notice what is in your bubble that's not you. Notice how much of your energy field or how much of your thoughts or how much of just what mood you're in is dependent on other people around you. Notice how much of those other people influence how you feel physically and mentally, whether you feel stressed or relaxed, whether you've just come off the phone call with someone that makes you laugh and makes you feel relaxed and happy, or whether you've just come off a phone call with somebody who makes you feel guilty or regret, makes you feel bad about yourself. Just notice how much of me is because of all of you. And then very, very gently, without any blame, any game, any manipulation, just start to take full and complete responsibility for me, for yourself, who I am, how I am, how I feel, what I want to be, what I am now, what I want to be tomorrow and in the future. And just feel yourself coming into that space where you can really see, where you can really see and feel and recognize what it is that makes you tick, what it is that makes you feel a certain way, and see if you are able to create an understanding of your own sovereign field, of your own self, dependent on your own self, willing to take yourself also out of a comfort zone, willing to push yourself, perhaps to strive forward, and to find the places where you can grow, but where the motivation, where the interest to grow comes purely from within your ideas, your mind, from within your dream. So this is about finding your dream, not that of your parents or your partner or your friends or your boss at work, but what really is your dream, one that's not pushed by the norms of society or what's considered fashionable even, but just your dream. And sometimes it takes us a bit of time to literally peel away the layers. Peel away the layers of influence, the influence of others, to really come back to our home, to our home screen, to our home as we are. Me, my dream. And see if that dream can be one that's really perhaps based on something that might be more about your spiritual life, more about your feeling here of fulfillment rather than some sort of survival need, some sort of earthly need. That your dream can be something that is all-encompassing, that doesn't come from fear, that doesn't come from I don't have enough or I'm lacking, but a dream that really comes from your heart, that knows everything is possible and really understands abundance, the abundance of ideas, the abundance of the world, the abundance of the cosmos. That incredible, boundless cosmos. When we really connect into the infinite nature, the absolutely infinite nature of our consciousness. Here we are, this kind of short-lived human being on the planet, surrounded by trees that are perhaps two or three or even thousands of years older than us, by mountains and rivers, surrounded by this ancient world. And then we look out to the stars. We look out to the world beyond our planet and see huge, hugeness. We see how large, how incredibly infinite our universe is. And we tap into that quality to find our dream. Because our dream can be huge. It can be bigger than our family, bigger than our community. It can be worldwide big. And it can be even bigger than our planet. So as we dream, let's open all of the doors and all of the windows. Let's open all of the restrictions. Let's open our eyes and see clearly that there are no obstacles, that we can find a way to create, that our dreams now can become our reality, that we can dream big, we can dream global, and we have the energy now within us within every thought of our brain, with every movement of our body, with every tiny little movement of every molecule. We have this energy now to dream. And as we feel this, we share this with all beings around us. As we gently take a deep breath and open our eyes, and dream with our eyes open. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. Dream big. Share with us your dreams. We'd love to hear from you. Lots of love from Pamela Cuccinello and Susan Mazzoli. See you next week. Thanks, everyone. Love now.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinello of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, ActiveSpirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.